just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
The physical healing is just a superficial phenomenon. The deepest healing takes place only with energy. And the greatest energy in the world is the energy of love. There are healers around the world, and there are numerous techniques of healing. All the healing depends upon one very important factor, and that is intention. A healer is trying to heal someone, a sick, a patient. What is the intention of the healer? Everything depends upon that. What energy a healer is projecting? So from the healer's part, it is intention. And from the patient's part, it is trust. If you have no trust in somebody, you cannot be healed by that person. So there are numerous methods, drugs, medicines, surgeries, vaccinations, and so on in the medical world. But they are just touching the superficial surface. At the most, they can impart you physical health. But the deepest health, the deepest healing takes place at the level of love, intention, faith, positivity. Unless and until all these things are involved, the healing remains incomplete. There are numerous techniques, and one of the techniques is no-touch technique of healing. You don't touch the patient. You don't touch the sick. You just heal with your hands. So these hands are very powerful means of healing. Pranic healing. No touch technique. Hands are powerful tools. You can send energy. You can take energy through hands. But again, it depends upon your intention. There are various methods. One of the methods is still hands. You are not doing, just keeping the hands and allowing the energy of the universe to fill in your hands, or the divine energy, the energy from God. You are taking that energy. It is known as energy cultivation. So you are cultivating energy in your hand. Your hands are becoming powerful, energetic. And now you can use this hand to project energy. Still hands. Another is sweeping. You sweep with your hands. Energy clearing. There is a dark energy. When I have a knee pain, the medicines will act at the outside level. But the healing should take place at the subtle body level. Because we have two bodies, the gross and the subtle. When we suffer, it is actually the subtle body which is suffering. The photon body. This body will have rough patches, dark patches. So medicines act at the outside body, but the intention acts at that inside body. So when I move my hand over this area with the intention that I impart energy, I clear the dark energy. So clearing the rough patches and then sweeping. You sweep, take and then sweep, take and then throw away the dark, the negative. They say that when a master is in contact with his disciples, when a guru is in contact with his pupils, when a healer is in contact with so many patients, there is an exchange of energy. So whilst giving energy to patients, we also take their negative energy. So after every healing session, the healer has to undergo a process by which he can get rid of that effect of the public. They do it with salt water bath and various other methods. Energies snapping. Remove all the negative energy and throw away. Magnetizing. There are various different methods. You can read about them. But these hands are miraculous. Whatever you write, you are projecting your intention into your writings. Whenever you touch somebody, you are imparting energy. There is an exchange of energy. So spiritual life is about working at the level of energy. You are no more working at the level of body. The science is preoccupied only with body. Especially medical science deals only with the somatic and the chemical components. But there is yet another component which is beyond energy. aura, field, photons, frequency, vibrations. So when we start thinking in terms of vibrations, frequency, energy, we are entering into a new world. This is a world where we are already getting rid of body consciousness. Though we are not totally soul conscious, but definitely we are much above body consciousness, because we are working at the level of energy. And energy is in the domain of subtle body, astral body, rainbow body. So these hands are miraculous. You can do your self-healing with these hands. You can use these hands for healing others. You can use these hands for projecting energies, for taking energies. So the exchange of energies can happen with these hands. But as I said, intention is important. With what intentions you do that? You can take energy from Baba and your hands would become powerful. You can project energies. That's why the deities are shown like this. Sometimes like this. They are giving. They are blessing. Right hand. So many things can be done with these hands. So we were seeing this message. Yesterday we saw how to remain or experience bodilessness intermittently during seva. The same message. Fir Baba bole, chalo to bagiche mein chale. Hum sab bagiche mein pahunch gaye aur sab baith gaye. Hamare saath hamare sabhi purvaj bhi Baba ke aaspaas baith gaye. Ek do ko dekh sab aise muskura rahe the jaise har ek do ko dekh bahut bahut lovely roop se mil rahe. Fir Baba bole, didi dadi, ab aap apni duty nibhao. Itne mein dekho ki dadi ne kaha, sab khade ho jao. दादी के हाथ से भिन्न भिन्न लाइट्स की किरणें निकल रही थी. दादी ने सबकी तरफ वो लाइट्स डाली तो भिन्न भिन्न रंग के हीरे बन गए. एनीथिंग इज पॉसिबल, ऑल परम्यूटेशंस एंड कॉम्बिनेशंस. और सबके पास वह हीरे पहुंच गए. उससे क्या हुआ, ऐसे लग रहा था जैसे सभी ने हीरो की चमकीली ड्रेस पहनी है. सब बहुत रमणीक मुस्कुराने का अनुभव कर रहे थे और दादी दीदी भी बहुत रमणीक रूप से सबको मीठा मुस्कुरा रहे थे. फिर बाबा बोले, अच्छा बच्ची, अब सदा फरिश्ते के ड्रेसधारी बन सर्व को शक्तियों की सकाश देते रहना. सो दादी, व्हाट दादी डिड विद हर हैंड्स, शी प्रोजेक्टेड rays of light upon others, and those lights rays reached everyone, and what happens, they turned into diamonds. Not just diamond, the dress of diamonds, the shining dress of diamonds. So taking energy, taking light, taking rays of light upon the hand, this is known as charging the hands. So your hand should become charged with electric power, charged with spiritual powers. They will do miracles. So every Amrit Vela, charge your hands. Because throughout the day you have to use these hands for various purposes. Fill the hands with light. Divine light is filling the hands. And then, whatever things you touch with those hands, those things would become charged. You can even charge your entire house with these hands. How? You can do anything with these hands. If this is an object and I want to charge it, the most important thing is intention. Now with my thought, I bring the thought of purity and let the purity gets projected in my hands. Now my hands have become extremely pure. Now I project that purity upon this object. Like this. You can convert them to diamond as well. So charging is more important. How the sages, the seers, the rishis used to bless. The king would come. He would say, I don't have children. What should I do? He would take out an apple. Take and go and give to your wives. So there is nothing in that apple. But intention. So the sage filled that apple with intention. In the similar manner, when they curse somebody, they would take water in their hand and mutter something in Sanskrit. And the person who is there, fearful, who has breached some of the principles or irritated him, he would just tremble in front of him, and by the time the sage would take water in his hand and muttering mantra, he would throw upon him and he would become donkey or he would become stone. So there was nothing in the water to turn that man into stone or donkey. So what was it? It is the intention. So you can fill anything with intention. You drink water. You give drishti. What are you doing? You are filling it with the power of intention. I think today's blessing is like that. With the mantra of Manmanabhava and with your spiritual vision, you can do anything. Just as they do Riddhi Siddhi or Tantra Mantra. So you can use this. So tools for spiritual service. Your hands, your eyes, your forehead. These are spiritual drugs. You can use them. You can create an energy ball. You can create right away. Do like this. Hold both your hands, like this to all of you, and create an energy ball, like this, now put some intention into it, anything, purity, love, peace or anything, very slowly, like this, look at this, this is known as creating an energy ball. Now close your eyes and visualize or imagine any person and then project it like this. Look at me. Project on that person the energy which you have created. You can put it on yourself also. That's known as energy massage, energy projection, energy cultivation, energy ball, energy healing. You create a ball of heat here and then project it on your knees if it is, they are painful. You can do anything. Or create the entire, visualize the entire globe upon, in front of you and project that energy upon that globe. So these hands are very powerful. Take all the energy from Baba. At Amrit Vela, you can do this experiment in your houses or in your centers. Go around and fill all the walls with purity. your paintings, anything. Your sitting room, your kitchen, or most importantly, door. Door. What do you do on the door? Create an energy wall like this with your hands on the door. So if somebody enters, he will feel some electric shock. Where I have entered. He will enter into a new energy field. A new magnetic field would be created. And you can do it whichever places you want. Why Baba's hut or room or history hall or Shantistam is so powerful? Because it is carrying some energy. What energy? The energy of so many people. Pure energy. The energy of meditation. So here energy has already been created. This is ready-made. But you need to create your own energy. And you can create. You need to be you. You play with energy. Take energy from here and put it there. You play with your body. You take the energy and energy shower. Give energy shower to your body. Energy massage to your body. This way you can do. This is the way you create energy. And then you do an energy shower. This is known as energy shower. You can do anything with energy. But yes, you need to work at the level of energy. Energy consciousness. Today Baba talked about action consciousness. Slogan. Be soul conscious. Rather than, but this is energy consciousness. And energy, soul is energy. Soul is a unit of energy. Energy can be converted. It's what our body needs is energy. Our body is just like mobile phone. It just needs charging. It doesn't need food. It needs charging. But with that intention, if you do it, then automatically it will get charged. It's like a battery. It just needs charging. If you can charge it with energy, yes. I think long back, Nikola Tesla had sent something about it. I forgot. Let me search if it is there. Nikola. Something very important thing about this. About this energy. Long back. Yeah. What he's saying is, this, he said in 1901, it is my opinion that the development of life must lead to forms of substances that will be possible without nutrition and which will not be constrained by dietary restrictions. Why wouldn't a living being get all the energy it needs from its life functions, from the environment, instead of consuming food? And transforming the energy of chemical components into energy to sustain life in a complicated process. The implication is that the human body can convert energy from the environment into nutrients. And through the practice of cultivating this ability, a man can live without food comfortably and possibly without water as much as he wants. So it's all about energy. It's all about your belief systems. It is filling me with energy. Why we eat? Because we want energy. But if we can get alternate source, then the food becomes unnecessary things. You can derive all the energy from some other sources. So it's all about energy, energy, and energy. So walk at the level of energy. And use your hands, use your eyes. Why there is an importance of drishti? What are we doing with drishti? We are giving energy. We are taking energy. Take energy and give energy. With the hands, take energy and give energy. Everything is energy. The whole universe is the ocean of energy. The whole universe is the ocean of vibrations. Everything is vibrating, everything is energy. Only thing is that we need to connect ourselves with that energy. We are dissociated from that energy. Use your hands. Whatever you eat, first put energy into that. Your intention is more important. Even if it is one glass of juice, but you can, if you eat, drink it with a thought that drinking this will not make me hungry anymore. I will not be thirsty anymore. This is so powerful. Shubhiras. So that energy, that intention. So this spirituality is all about working at a very different dimension. You're moving out from that body dimension, from that bodily dimension, from that physical dimension, from that chemical dimensions, from that physical world. You are entering the world of energy, the world of light. Light is also called energy. Living on light or living on energy, which is one and the same thing. At the deepest level, energy is light and light is energy. So you are a new person. You are operating at the level of energy and the world is aghast to see you. Because this is an entirely new dimension of life. So become an energy healer. Energy cultivator. Walk at the level of energy. Become an energy worker. They are known as energy workers. They are also known as light workers. Pranic workers, Brahmacharyas, energy cultivators, energy creators. Om Shanti.